Mackay, the Witch Sundays. It's right on 21 after 8.
He's a league legend.
One last hurrah, one last shot of premiership glory, Tommy Rodonicus.
With his weekly tips for South Sharks Rugby League Club, developing local talent on 4MK.
Morning, Tommy.
Hello, Emma. How are you going?
Oh, mate, going well. And, gee, I tell you what, haven't you been a bit of a media celebrity over the past few days,
mate? Not really, Hemo, not really, mate. Oh. And but it was a lot of fun anyway, mate, on the footy show, and I quite enjoyed it with Daryl and Fatty, so
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, definitely. Well, mate, I actually, earlier on the program, I mentioned how, when I did that tour with yourself and the big fella, Big Arthur.
The big fella, that was a great tour, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate, it was absolutely awesome. But I always loved the story of, the Newtown story with the John Singleton of when you changed from West and went to Newtown. Look, everybody, just have a listen to this. Have a listen to this.
I was loyal. And like you, Sammy, you're loyal to your club and in Australia, whoever you are, Queensland, especially Queensland. I was the same way.
Yeah, I liked your loyalty when you left West and went to Newtown. What happened there?
I'll tell you why I went to Newtown, because Western Suburbs, and I love Western Suburbs, they didn't get back in contact with me after we had the presentation and I got the life membership. Mm. They didn't react. Singo rang me up. And he offered me some money, and then he offered me a paper bag, and so I went to Newtown. I was very careful when I looked in, because I said, well, what could be in that paper bag? Could it be a ham sandwich, an apple, or a turd, I thought it might have been.
Mate, oh, gee.
Dear, what is that? Not very good radio, is it?
Of course it is. Mate, no, I remember you actually continuing on with that story when we did that tour about how I bought you a pool and I think a back porch in the house that you were living in at the time, but you end up losing it to the ex-wife. So.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I gave it all to her. Yeah, that's very sensible. All right. I have a habit of doing that, Emma.
I do know that, mate.
I think you know a bit about that yourself, don't you?
Thanks, mate. All right, let's have a look at the footy, mate. Last night, I don't know if it was an upset win because the Broncos missing a couple of heavyweights, but the Roosters gave them a towel up, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I tipped the Roosters, and I think you would have too, you know, with Sammy being out McGuire, wasn't he?
Yeah, McGuire, yeah.
He was out, but, mate, they're still not playing well in everything.
No.
But what rolls me, and you can talk about this, now because they've lost all them games, right?
Yes.
Now, Wayne Bennett, the coach, now he's called on, what's his name, to Kevy to get him out of the poo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, hang on, now, he's this great coach. Look, I like Wayne Bennett, and he is a very, very good coach.
Isn't
right?
he?
Hmm. He is. But hang on, you know, then you say to him, now he's saying, Kevy, come and help me. You know, and well, I suppose there's nothing wrong with that. But he's the greatest coach we've probably seen for a long time, Jack Gibson.
Yes.
And he's got to go and get help.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes me just think, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, mate, Wayne Bennett did no good down in Newcastle.
No, he didn't, did he? No,
he didn't have, at least he's got the troops here down there.
Yeah.
Well, mate, he couldn't get the best out of him, you know.
Could be.
But it's something that, you know, you can toss around in your head, you know. He's a bloke, he can't get through to his players anymore.
No, definitely. Well, mate, look, see what happens, I suppose. Watch this space, and the halves aren't really firing either for the Broncos.
No, so. they're not going, Ben Hunt and the other chap, they're not going really well. But isn't it funny, Hemo, what goes around comes around. With that, the centre, what's his name, Topman or...
The Topman for the centre,
He scored 2 tries last night or something.
Yep.
And they swapped him for the other fella.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how things happen, don't they?
Yeah,
you know, they'll bite you on the backside.
Yeah. All right, mate, let's have a look at the rest of the games. We've got Bulldogs up against the Dragons.
Yeah, Dragons are pretty ordinary, mate, and they were woeful last week against West. And so, mate, I'm going the Bullies.
Yeah, mate, I'm with you there. It's a home game on Saturday for the Warriors. They're taking on the Penny Panthers.
Yeah, I bagged the Panthers the other day, if you do remember, and they came good.
They did come good.
And I think they'll win over there.
Mate, I'm going to go the Warriors. They're hard to beat at home.
Yeah, I'll they go are. Yeah, that's a hard one, Hemo.
The doesn't matter. Eels up against West.
Yeah, mate. The West Tigers look mate. Good on the coach, Sack and
Robbie Farrow.
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. And they should get rid of him straight away. And having him around the camp is only going to be poisonous.
Yeah.
So definitely. Get rid of him, and, mate, I think they'll win that one.
Yeah, mate, I'm going with Wes as well. Now, the Cowboys taking on the Storm. No Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, mate, they'll still go well, the Cowboys. Don't worry about that. But the Storm are on fire, mate. Their forward pack is really hard, tough, and can make yardage. Mm-hmm. So, mate, I'll go the Storm.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Cowboys, mate. I won't go against them there.
Oh, you won't go against them.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbitohs, mate, they can't make it. They're up against the Raiders, who are in with the chances.
Mate, aren't they dreadful South, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm the only bloke, I reckon, around...
Yes.
Who agrees with the bunker that was no try.
Yep, okay.
Mate, I reckon you didn't have control of it. And,
yeah, fair enough.
And I'll leave it at that. And all right. I think I said that on the footy show, didn't I?
You did, mate, most definitely. So there you go.
My word. Mm.
Okay, mate, so going the Raiders?
Oh, Raiders, my word. They're going the Raiders,
aren't they? Manly play the Knights. I think we're both going to go the same here too.
Yeah, we certainly are, mate. The hapless Knights. Poor coach.
Yeah, I know. And
sleepless nights.
Yes. And the final game's on Monday night, mate. The Gold Coast Titans take on the Sharkies. Be a good game, this.
Oh, mate, this will be fantastic. This will be the game on the round.
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
They should have put this. I don't know. This should have been the head game.
Yeah.
And look, as much as I want the Titans to win, I really do, and to stay in the eight. And but look, mate, I think. Cronulla are just, mate,
their
premiership material.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, most definitely, mate. So we're both going the Sharkies there.
Yeah, I'm going the Sharkies, mate.
All right, mate, no worries. Well, Tommy, thank you very much for your time once again this morning. Have a great weekend.
It's a pleasure, Emo, and we're me and Tricia sitting here, actually, in the park at Paradise Point on the water.
Oh, nice.
And we've done our exercises, had our coffee, and I'm going home to have breakfast.
Oh, you enjoy it, Tommy. I'm all jealous. Now, we'll catch up next Friday.
Oh, Hemo, always good to talk to you. And all the listeners, have a lovely weekend.
You too, mate. Cheers. Tommy Rodonigus there from, of course, all thanks to South Sharks here in Mackay. All the latest to the news and sport coming up very shortly. We'll catch up with Dave Perkins and find out what's coming up on his program, which is in after 9. And listen out for your chance to win yourself a family pass to the Serena Show and some show rides. That's coming in shortly here on 4MK.
Be your best at Harvey Norman.